Well, it's that time of year again, and it's been 30 years that the Western Pennsylvania Railroad Museum has had a holiday show, and it opens today. Bill Humphrey of the Western Pennsylvania Railroad Museum is here with us. Hi, Bill.
Hi, Larry. How are you doing on this cold morning?
I'm just fine, and I know it's got to be busy for you today. The show opens. First, for folks who don't know, where is the museum?
We're located in Richland Township, Gibsonia, on Route 910, 5507 Lakeside Drive. You can always visit us for directions at our website, WPMRM.org, and click there for directions, and you can they'll print them right out for you.
Great. And can you describe some of what the show's highlights are?
Well, the show's highlights, of course, we have two floors to our museum, and the upper floor shows Pittsburgh in a nice warm July afternoon or day from in 1953, starting at Pittsburgh. And we say we're the only place in the burg that you can still see trolleys on the Smithfield Street Bridge as it ran in the 1950s.
Wow.
And we go all the way down the Mon and around through McKeesport and up over where Ohio Pile is and through Myersdale, where the Maple Festival is, and then down through Cumberland, and finally that's where the display ends. 4,000 square feet, almost a half a mile of track.
How long have you all been working on perfecting and expanding and building the display?
Well, I myself have been involved for 30 years. Other people just joined this past month, but we wash the rivers and dust the trees because, you know, that's how we've got to take care and maintain it. More buildings are built and finished up and, you know, taken from a crude cardboard mock-up to a finished model with a church with stained glass windows in it where you can look inside and see the pews and the choir rehearsing, and so on. And we continue to complete and work on electronics and computer stuff to run the trains and signals and add this and freshen up the trees and so on.
Well, it's really a labor of love, and it's not hard to get to, especially with GPS. Richland Township, Gibsonia, just a little bit north of the city of Pittsburgh. What is the actual street address of the museum? Or
5507 Lakeside Drive.
Lakeside Drive, so you can use that to find your way there. And the show opens today and runs
at 11 o'clock.
11 o'clock.
First actual brand new day that you'll be able to see.
And then it runs through January 14th of 2018. And the website again is
WPMRM.org.
Western Pennsylvania Model Railroad Museum.
That's easy.
Anything else to know? Can folks get involved? Do you need help in maintaining the exhibits?
Well, we can always use this because we are going to probably be starting, most likely going to be starting a project called 2020, where we will build more on stuff for more children to have interaction downstairs, which they can do now, run trains and push buttons to run trains and interact with a Christmas tree and a train running around there and games for them to do. But once again, we'd like to update and add to the display upstairs as well as more stuff downstairs and make it much more family friendly.
What a great thing to do, Bill. What motivates you to do this? Were you involved with trains when you were little?
Yes, I've been involved with trains my entire life, which is a long time. But yes, what I think the best thing is that I enjoy is the expression and faces of people going, "Oh my gosh, that was my house when I was 8 years old living in Rockwood," or a very, very older lady, probably in her late 80s, looking at one of the trains we have on display, the 1947 Freedom Train that came through Pittsburgh, and she goes, oh, her eyes tears up, and her daughter says, "What's wrong, Mom?" And she says, "That's where I met your pap-pap."
Oh, wow.
Instantly recognize scenes and people. Oh, I used to work there. Oh, yeah, there's that. Oh, the parkway's just getting started. Oh, there's Pitt on the backdrop. You know, that type of stuff. People recognize, you know, and, oh, they recognize Pittsburgh, and they see the train. Wow, look at all the trains. Yes, you know, 1953 was the heyday of the steam, steel, and coal in Pittsburgh. This is when things were good. You know, the Korean War was over. Things were looking up. you know, people enjoy driving and riding trains, of course.
Yeah, what a great picture you just painted. And it reminds me, you know, there's an old trolley, and the History Center, the Senator John Hines History Center in the
yes.
Strip District. And when I saw that trolley, when I walked in and saw that it was a 67F Trafford, I just about wept, because my mom and I used to ride that all the time. And so I hope folks will come out. It's 5507 Lakeside. And you can get more information at WPMRM.org. Opens at 11 o'clock today, the Western Pennsylvania Railroad Museum annual holiday show.
Great train. And, thank you very much, Larry.
Thank you, Bill. Take care.
You have a very good day.
You too.
I hope people come out.